Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. 5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Guys, we are going to get to a good topic, but can I test run something in real time? Yeah. This is for Kenny. Kenny was just hosting a symposium out there because there's no Wings news at all. But this is exactly the type of stuff that I would guess. This is a guess. It's an assumption. Okay. You know the danger of assuming.
Yeah.
It makes an ass out of you and me. But I want to assume something. Ain't no Red Wing fan trying to read this, but this is what we get from the local media. You ready?
Oh boy.
I want to know if this serves Kenny. From the Det News. Quote, he can destroy a guy. Unicorn defenseman Aitchison could fall to Wings at 13 in the draft. And it's thousands of words on Barry Colts defenseman Keyshawn Aitchison and his coach. What Wings fan who hasn't been to the playoffs in a decade is going to the newspaper for this type of draft porn? Who does this serve?
This serves the people who don't want you to trade the pick. That's who this serves. The people who have no interest in trading draft picks because, oh, we could get this guy and he might be ready in a couple of years. That'd be
this
awesome.
Guy, but Kenny, here's the best part. This guy's 18.
Right, exactly.
Won't be here till 2030. How? You know what I want to read when I click on the Det News? Iserman's a bum!
You're in the wrong town for that, pal.
Who does this serve?
It serves the Steve bots, I believe.
I mean, how about the opener of this piece? This is unbelievable. Keyshawn Aitchison knows all about the Gordie Howe hat trick. I'm like... Oh. We're sitting here dying on the vine. We are clinging. We're hanging on by a thread.
Mike, you wanted rumors. There you go. I've been scrolling through Twitter and other platforms, and I got nothing. But for you, that's what you got.
That 18-year-old no one's heard of, no one's seen, no one cares, might fall to the wing. That's what we've been reduced to in this town. Not at 3. Not like you do a profile piece and you go, hey, Michael Misa may fall to wing. Okay, I'll read that. We have the third pick. The 13th pick in the draft. The hockey draft. Not even the NFL. Like, if it's an article where it's Colston Loveland may fall to Lions and Lions needed a tight end, whatever, I get it.
Right.
Hey, Kenny, you wanted a rumor? You wanted your Wings update?
That's not what I wanted. Here.
So how long before he's up with the big club?
6 years. No, honestly, I would say... Kenny, 5?
You could be.
Probably his age 22 season?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say 4 to 5, somewhere in there.
29.
6 if he's not
30.
Progressing well. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Wyatt Langford. All right.
I got nothing. Pretty sure he went 0 for 4 yesterday. All right. Listen, let's get to business. But
wow.
I just am like, who's that serving?
You know what?
What level of Iserbot do you need to be to read that article and go,
At that point, everybody's got a job.
So. Even Caputo goes like, nah, I already know. I don't need to read this.
Everybody's got a job, man. So
the 9th-ranked North American skater. Okay.
And by the way, NHL prospects, once you get outside of the top few, it takes a lot for me to actually, A, know them, and then, B, care about them. Because like you said, you're not going to see these guys for 4, 5, maybe 6 years. Because a lot of them are 18-year-olds.
Hey, by then, we'll be ready to compete.
Yeah, what, by year 10?
It's all coming together.
All right.
All right, let's get to it. So
it's probably why the Wings had 4 on the index.
Well, let's talk about the index. So we have, I think, a disconnect with a lot of fans and certainly the other shows, is that we want to be more aggressive. We want the teams that, unless you're in the throes of a brutal rebuild, it's time to go. Now, we started the show on the record. I had to state for the record multiple things that people at this station are lying about regarding my opinions. It's ridiculous. It's like, guys, they're all available on YouTube. Like, I've never asked the Pistons to go all in. Why are you people saying this? Cut it out. All right, if you can't generate a call, talk about chicken fingers, figure it out. Do you? Pickle day. Don't make stuff up. Wojo did this the other night. Oh, pounding the table for Zion. No, I'm not. If I'm asked a question, I give a listener an answer. Who's someone interesting that wouldn't cost a ton and might be available? What about Zion? That's it. And what did I follow it up with? If Trajan doesn't like him, it's good enough for me because he was around him.
Yep.
He comes from New Orleans. We don't need to make things up. But the urgency that we desire doesn't seem to be matched by the fan bases. So we wanted to put it in your lap. Rank out your teams 1 to 4 from needs to operate with the most urgency to the least. And I think it's interesting because all 4 teams, you could make a case, should be the most urgent. All 4 teams, you could make a case, the least. Example, I have one of the teams first. The other guys have this team last. It's all a matter of your perspective. But if I ask you to rank them out 1 through 4, what do you come up with? 248-539-9797. Kenny's already on NHL.com buying an Aitchison jersey.
Don't worry about the shipping. It could take us time.
I mean, the headline, salacious much? He can end dudes. I'm like, wait.
So he's Nick Bolton.
Yeah, like, are we really writing this with pick 13? Go ahead. Rank them. I'm sorry.
My ranking goes with the Detroit Lions at 1. Reason being, they are the closest to a championship for this city. They have everything that they need. They are maybe a piece away from having the best team in the NFL. And in the NFL, your window is so quick, before you know it, it's over and you're rebuilding all over again. You got the talent. You're able to pay all of these guys. Right now, you got the QB. You got the coach. The Lions are 1. 2, the Tigers. Tigers, why? Because you have a 2-year window, especially after hearing what Scoobal had to say yesterday. You have him for 2 more years. So you make your move. You go all in for the World Series. So urgency at 2. At 3 is the Pistons. You had a major leap from 14 wins to 43 wins, and now you got a lot of young guys. Yeah, there's urgency there, but not as much as the first 2. And the Wings I have at 4, only because I'm not really seeing any type of urgency from them. So they're last to me. Until you show me something, you're the furthest away from all of the 4 sports at winning it all.
And I have the opposite. This is the beauty of it. There's no right and wrong. I have the Wings at 1. You can't operate this way. You run the risk of alienating everyone. With the Lions, they have the most talent. And I actually think I'm halfway there with the fan base when it comes to the injuries, that if they had their players, coulda, woulda, shoulda. The Lions take the field. Look, the Tigers don't, the Pistons don't, the Wings don't. The Lions take the field 4 of every 5 games, 8 of every 10 games, with more raw talent than the other team. They have studs. I can make a case they could just sit there, do what they do, and roll it.
But I want more.
I agree with you.
More.
But if we're juxtaposing it with the other teams, look, if it's my world, all these teams are 1.
Right.
Aggression. That's how it's supposed to be. But the Lions will be last. The Wings should be first based on, if not now, when? What you start to question the basic You question the validity of the organization. Like, what are we here for? If you don't move now, why do you exist? I mean, this is approaching like Neil Tyson Degrassi, like philosophical stuff, but I
get where you're coming from. I just look at it as resources. I'm going to put the majority of my resources into the teams that I think are the closest to winning.
Okay.
You are saying, I don't have to waste time and money on you because you're already there. I need to focus on the teams that are furthest away.
This is how David really power ranks his kids. Yeah. You are not worth my money.
Stop it. Stop one with the most it. Talent. You know what?
No. You're much closer to being a good human.
No. You know what? Yes, this is your mother's side of the family.
Wow.
No, none of that is said.
248-539-9797. I have the Pistons third. They don't have to do anything. I think they can get better on the margins. I'd like to see them get better. I have never propagated an all-in move, but they are three. Tigers would be two. The Tigers, to me, it's been a wonderful story. Do I believe they're winning the World Series? No. Do I think they have the talent to stack with the best teams in baseball in the NL? Absolutely not. I think they're the best of a horrific AL. I think it's been an incredible story. And look, they do it not with talent. They do it with a system and an approach and an unpredictability. And they should be saluted for that. But they don't have the talent necessary. They need to make trades because the Scooble thing is the backdrop. They got a 2-year window. Let's go get it. So it would be Wings 1, Tigers 2, Pistons 3, Lions 4. If we had to... You know my rank. 1, 1A, 1B, and 1C. All gas, no brakes. But that's not how this town operates.
No, I'm with you. But like I said, for me, Lions 1, Tigers 2, Pistons 3, Wings 4.
248-539-9797. We'll get some ticket texts coming in. Get a few of the phone calls. Kenny's going to really drill down on that debt news piece. Unicorn killer could fall to Wings. The article may as well have come with pyrotechnics.
The leftovers from the fireworks?
Yeah, my goodness.
Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. I know we're doing the urgency rankings. Kenny, I got to do this again to you. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm living in a fever dream. So the New York Times has a piece about the Red Wings offseason. Okay? How that came together, I have no idea. Just work with me. Kenny, have we just been relegated to old bit city? Tell me if you've heard this before. So here's the pressing things about the Red Wings offseason. The lead in this piece... Patrick Kane. Oh, with a week to July 1st and no contract signed. Blah-bitty-blue-blah. Yes, again, a guy who's the better part of 40, who never takes a shift on the penalty kill, who's not a physical player. So basically, their only answer for a top six forward is just break glass in case of Kane. That's one. Two. This is even better.
Oh, boy.
Do the words John Gibson mean anything to you?
Oh, here we go again.
We're doing it again.
God,
huh?
That's an old bit. What year is it? Is it last year? Is it the year before that?
Kenny's lonely tonight. He's calling his ex. John Gibson.
Also, now that Anaheim's trying to do winning things, they're not going to trade him. It's not happening.
Then it's top four defensemen, but who? Like, I'm sorry. Is there any point to this franchise anymore? It's always the same names.
Yet somehow you remain hopeful. Can't wrap my head around
it. It's why I have them at four.
It's why I have them at four.
It, to me, it's not to say it's You're, wasted resources. I think I can use my resources better.
What are these resources the you speak
No, I'm
of.
Just saying.
This is a what you should be doing.
Right, but I don't see them doing anything. So my focus is these teams look like they're ready to try to win now, whereas the Wings, let's make the playoffs.
It's not about what they should be doing. It's about expectations. The expectations is that the Lions should be trying to make a Super Bowl push. That's the expectation.
I'm operating that this is what you think they should be doing.
I agree with you, by the way. It's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. Right there.
Right.
But.
Oh, by the way, new name and possibly Italian. What do you got on Mario Ferraro?
Mario Ferraro?
Not Sharks defenseman.
Yeah, I know.
Penalty killer.
Yeah, Sharks defenseman. You'd say no more.
Hey, I want to lead with Italian. We need more Pisons on this team.
Oh.
It's what's missing. Huge Italian culture in Windsor. Come, we got to have something.
I mean, anything's better than Justin Hull.
Noted.
Jeff Petrie.
He's as Italian as Costa. What does that get us?
You know what I want? I want Noah Dobson. Sign me up for the Pelika trade we talked about.
It's not happening.
I know it's not.
All right, I'm
you
sorry.
Already agreed to it in principle.
Okay, it's happening. We're going to go to Will, 97.1. Will, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm doing good. As far as ranking the teams, I kind of agree with exactly what you guys were saying. 1A, B, C. Tigers, Lions, Pistons, it's all the same to me. They're all pretty set up to win now. A couple moves could put them over the top, and that's where the urgency is. The Wings, this far into that rebuild, I don't look at it the same as you guys. I just think back to the beginning with Yzerman and where that team was, all the money spent on all the stars and the depletion to the minor league players, and it just wasn't there. There was nothing there. He spent the first 3 years breaking it down before he started building it back up. So I just don't think urgency's there.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit for his job, but not so much for the Wings as an organization.
Okay. So they would be last.
The last thing, I guess, would be Trajan. I think he said what he said because he's a smart manager, he's a smart negotiator, and he's not going to sound desperate, even if they are desperate to make a move, because they're also in the mix. And I think if the right moves out there, they'll make it.
I hope you're right. I think it's just always better to be measured in the press conference than basically come out and pour cold water on everything. You're right. He shouldn't go out there going, woo, we're open for business. No, I agree with you there,
but
Will.
Also, you're also trying to prop up your guys and stand behind your guys, maybe increase the value of your guys a little bit, whether it accomplishes it or not, I don't know, but I like the idea of playing it cool, and the fans might not like it, but I think he's...
Oh, I think the fans love it. No, no, listen, Will, I don't think you need to worry about that. I think 75% of Piston fans are high as a kite. They think they have everything they need to win a championship here. They're being told lies by fanboy media that, oh, homegrown is the way to be. And it's like, where's the evidence of this? Like, what are we talking about?
See, that's how you get yourself in trouble, Mike. You want us to go get Zion, and you want us to go get Giannis, and you want us to go get all these different pieces.
No, it's just not the case. But again, look, you know the weakness.
I know.
You know the weakness? I actually watch sports. That's the problem. I think there's a
real
problem.
Kenny is texting you at 11 o'clock
at night.
No,
I just think a lot of hosts don't watch things, and then when they're asked, well, who do you want, they don't have an answer. I tried to provide an answer a couple of times to listeners who posted me up about, all right, give me a value signing that's big reward, big risk. Okay, Zion. You want big reward but higher cost? Trey Murphy, same team. Like, we've had the conversations.
Right.
If the price isn't right, don't do it. But I also think doing nothing and then tout, carrying Malik Beasley down Woodward Avenue like the Virgin Mary and letting fans put dollar bills on him, like that's not an offseason either.
I think for a lot of fans, your offseason is very similar to the Lions, it is getting the injured players back. That's what you were missing.
Dear God. Yeah, because I'm going to comp one of the best defensive ends in football to a backup center who starts fights. That's a fair comp.
I'm talking about all the other injuries on defense, not Aiden. But the fact that you went into the final game with nothing. You were getting guys off the street. And for the Pistons, they had two players missing when they went up against the Knicks in Beef Stew and Jaden Ivey.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of fans,
mm-hmm.
we get those two back and we can knock off the Knicks and we take our chances with the Pacers or the Celtics. Because then, yeah, your guy goes down and maybe you beat him. And now you're going up against him.
Hey, David, I hear a lot of maybes, buts, and boners in that whole line of thinking. No, I'm not interested.
Okay.
You lost the series in six. Cry about it. You know, here's an idea. Don't give up a 21-0 run.
Okay.
You didn't have Stewart. You didn't have Ivan. You still got the six games. So what is that? I mean, so we're not going to give them credit for doing what they did without these guys?
No, I give them full credit.
No, I'm talking about these people making excuses for them not being there.
It's just the
not giving them credit for them doing it with them without them.
It's just the idea that you can't use every measure around you to get better, and I don't believe in it. We talked earlier. Look, Sam Hauser. Oh, so what hosts on this station are going to twist my words on that one? That's a margin move. 42% career three-point shooter, an improving defensive player, has hit big shots in the playoffs, including the NBA Finals, $11 million a year, four-year deal. That's a stone-cold no-brainer. Like, go get him. Okay, we'll play by Trajan's rules. Let's get better in the margins. What's wrong with adding Sam Hauser and retaining Beasley? At least one of them will hit shots in the playoffs.
Fair.
And you get better, right?
Yeah. And I mean, hey, and your guy White, the teams are asking about him.
No, but
teams
if you're in the top 10. But if you say Derek White, you're accused of an all-in move. No, I'm not going to go crazy for Derek White. But if I acquired Derek White on a multi-year deal, yes, I would tell you the player the Celtics are asking for is Jaden Ivey. And if you don't want to give up Ivey, you're not wrong. I'm totally cool if you want to run this backcourt back. All I have said all offseason, pick one of Holland and Thompson, take the dead body of Tobias, and a couple of firsts. What does that get me? Spec it out. You know, you don't know if you don't ask.
Correct.
So from the sound of that press conference yesterday, they're not asking.
Yeah. Along with what Tom Gore said a few weeks ago, we're happy where we are. We've taken a gigantic step, and we're willing to just keep riding this thing out. Yeah. That's why I have them at 3 on my list, by the way. Tigers, 2, because you got a 2-year window with Scoobal, and 1, Lions. You're right there.
And then there's the Wings. By the way, Kenny, I found out that piece was from your guy, Max.
Which one?
Boltman.
Yeah. No, which piece?
The one about the offseason, not the unicorn.
I was going to say,
The unicorn killer.
Yeah.
But it was Patrick Kane, John Gibson, find me a top 4 defenseman. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, your guy Kyrie just signed a $119 million 3-year deal. An extension with the Mavs.
Woo! Bro, he could have paid my team $190 million. I wouldn't have taken him. No room at the inn. You can have him.
I said 19, not 190. $119 million. Not that it's.
Oh,
$119 million.
Oh, what a value. 248-539-9797. Oh, we're signing people with one leg. What a league. Guy's on a blown out twig.
He'll be back in January.
What a league, man. 97-1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We'll get to a blitz in a little bit, get you to Tiger Baseball as well. Nice to see them light up Severino, who actually hasn't been bad on the road. It's at home where he's been terrible. But guess what? It's okay. Once in a while, it's all right for Scooble to let his offense lift him up. He wasn't that great last night.
No.
The offense said, here's 11 runs.
I wonder how much was it due to the speculation of rain, and he just looks like the type that just wants to go out there, get his six innings in, and then call it a game.
All right, whatever, man. They just keep rolling. And, again, the American League is terrible. Their deal, just keep doing your thing. Keep taking series, methodical. Let's get near the deadline. I want to get Alex Cobb healthy. I want to see what he has to offer. The needs at the deadline right now for me, number one, I need two relievers. I just think the bullpen is nowhere near World Series ready. Give me two high-leverage relievers. Yes, Lang is pitching and hitting 100 on the radar gun. You know what you have in Will Vest. They need a couple guys.
Yeah, probably easier to get two relievers because even bad teams have somebody in their bullpen.
Yes.
Worth it.
Yes. And look, the other problem, I don't want McMahon at third. Eugenio Suarez just got hit on the hand. He's getting an MRI. I don't know what came of that, but that's a guy I wouldn't mind. A little bit all or nothing for my taste, but you know what? 30 starting, home runs are 30 home runs.
Yeah, starting pitching kind of went bye-bye when Sale got hurt.
They'll be starting pitching. Don't worry. There'll be other people. There's a long way to go before the trade deadline.
Suarez is expected to avoid the IL.
Okay. Go get him.
I agree. And what you said there is the reason why I'm so adamant of them making a move and why I have the Tigers as number one for urgency on my list. It's because you have to go out. It's not about what you do in the AL right now. I mean, it's so weak. You're going to collect. You're going to collect wins, win after win. It's you have to get players in before the deadline because you have to be better than the Yankees. You have to prepare yourself to be better in the playoffs so you can do what you need to do. That's why there needs to be urgency for me. You have to get guys. You're right, Rico. There's a lot of arms out there. You got to go get them. One or two.
But there's collecting. Yeah, and there's time. They play good baseball. You're getting an honest effort from these guys every night. Look, the other thing, too, is if a month from now, Kerry Carpenter's still atrocious, it's a conversation. Like, is Wenciel Perez just going to be Roberto Clemente? I don't know. But he's been red hot, just like Jamai Jones is. It's just where I take a very pragmatic approach with baseball.
Or maybe they just have guys and they just take their turn in the spotlight. Like Javi started off the year that way.
Yeah.
And then he faded.
But it would be great to have a few guys that are like that together so you can just continue.
Waiting for the end,
right?
David. Waiting for the end.
Tell you, Riley Green's got the most interesting stat line is he's playing like an all-star, but he's also on pace for 200 strikeouts. It's crazy. Because the numbers are all in line. The OPS, the OPS plus, the power, you know, it's all there. And then you're like, wait, what's his strikeout to walk ratio? Oh, my God. That's the one thing I would say is as summer goes along, they got four or five guys where long term, you're not going to remain successful with a 10-1 strikeout to walk ratio. And they've got four or five guys.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just like, hey, it's good for now, but like, oh, that was part of that piece in ESPN where they had some red flags in the playoffs.
You get away with a lot when you are the best team in baseball. And so you focus on the positive.
No, it's called being in the American
League. Because if you focus on the negative, it's, oh, you're trying to find things.
No.
Saying they need help in certain areas isn't being negative.
It is not, David.
I mean, it is.
It's like, oh, just can't you be happy? We are.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just refer back to my World Series memories. Oh, I was 4. Can it? I want to win a World Series. It's really hard to do it, regardless of your payroll. It's really hard to win a World Series.
I wish I could see 4-year-old Mikey yelling at the TV.
Mike Pagliarulo stinks. No, it's just, it's one of these deals where, again, people have been conditioned that if you don't say they're perfect all the time, you're bad. No, you're a lemming and you've given up your right to free thought because you read a collection of Kremlin media. It's okay to just say, this has been an awesome start. The bar is the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cubs, the NL. Not what you do in late May in a series. So what do we got to do to take them in a 7-game set? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's okay to battle plan. Baseball, it's like an arms race. It's no different than recruiting.
It is.
I mean, does any college football team say, hey, we're good enough, we won't bother hitting the portal? No. Well, why can't you just be happy? Well, because we have to get better.
Well, no, and I like the way you put it, and I've heard some coaches say that. Will this recruit help me beat this team?
That's it.
No? Then why are we recruiting him?
Yeah, everything you do is not to grab your nuts about being the first to 50. It's about can I beat the can I beat whoever the NL is going to have? Am I going to look? You think the Yankees aren't going to go to the war chest? It's an arms race. Yeah. Now, everybody else in the AL, this is the worst American League I've ever seen. Now, it's atrocious.
With Schuble, you have the advantage in a best of five.
Agree totally.
And that, you saw that last year. But then also when you played the Guardians, things, it looked like you had it, and then it started to get a little shaky, and then the wheels fell off. Because you didn't have the players.
It definitely changed. And I'll say this, because you brought up Kerry Carpenter. Yes, he has his struggles the last month. And people on social media want to go crazy because on the broadcast they mentioned, oh, he hasn't had one he hit a home run.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't had one in almost a month. People are like, why would you say that?
Because it's true.
Why would you say that? That's just what happened.
Because it's true.
It's not a problem.
No, again.
Not being negative.
David, I'm going to say this again to you. Whether it is network coverage, TV, right? Whether it is standard media, whether it's fan media, whether it's social media, fans are being conditioned and being told everything's perfect all the time and any voices of dissent are bad. And you're seeing it in real time. People are giving up their ability to think. I can't help it. But it's totally okay. Well, why would you say that? Because it's true? Because it's relevant? I mean, like, for God's sakes, I played a clip for Rico earlier today. I'm going, the Yankee broadcasters work for the New York Yankees on the YES Network, the Yankee Entertainment System. Michael Kay shredded Jazz Chisholm last night for getting ejected. Came just short of calling him selfish. Yeah. Here, forget it. Forget about it. You say Kerry hasn't hit a bomb in a month and he stinks. Uh-oh, you're a communist. No. It's just reality. It's Rico, it's crazy.
It is, but you know what? When you have the best record, a lot of people just want to focus on the positive. I understand it. I don't agree with
it. We are infinitely positive about this team. They're going to make the playoffs. They're really good. We've given you a number of reasons why this has been a thrill. But to sit here and not talk about ways they've got to get better, to beat teams whose payrolls are arguably three times the size of theirs,
no, that's why
that's
I had
just
them at,
living in reality.
It's why I had them at two. Because you got word, and it was, you may not have liked to hear it, but it was the best thing possible. Schuble, look at it as a two-year program. You got 2 years to do everything you can with the best pitcher in baseball, plain and simple. So go out there, get a couple of arms, and let's go for it.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Rico, you had 90-plus wins, and you had 90 wins, right, Mike?
No, I had not. Right. Yeah,
and 91. No one has lowered that, correct?
No.
So how are we negative?
It's not negativity. It's just the lazy man's retort.
Nobody
they don't
remember
have anything, so they just blurt words.
Nobody remember. That's why I left it up there. Maybe I should put it over here so the TV cameras can pick it up.
It's, you know, again, you know what? Tell with it. You're going to win 130 games. There you go. I mean, I don't know what
you
else.
You know, I'm going to go slightly under, but I feel your passion.
161 and one.
I'm going
to hell with it.
I'm going to take the under.
All right.
All right. We get ready to take you to the big finish. If you missed any of the show, use the Odyssey Rewind. David,
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use the music today. I felt like it.
Okay. I was like, man, we haven't heard this in a long time.
I changed from day to day. The first thing I want to get to, and I'm so proud of him, so happy for him, is Kenny found his first black friend. Congratulations, Rico. You have done it. You are his first black friend.
In 30 years, wow, I guess that's an honor, Kenny. I don't know what we do first, but hey.
What's my first? The 277.
Yeah, I was watching that show, 227.
227, yeah. Not I don't know. How do I celebrate, Rico?
That's a
wrong
different
answers
show.
Only.
Yeah, 277 is a different show. You mean
227. How right do we celebrate, there. Rico? Wrong answers only.
106 in Park. How do you celebrate?
How do I celebrate my first black friend?
I don't know. You go and buy me a Juneteenth cake from Walmart. If you know, you know. I'll just leave it at that. If you know, you know.
Well, here's what Kenny did to celebrate this. We talked about urgency for teams and who needs to be more urgent. And you all had the same list.
That's how we became friends.
That's how you became friends. You had Lions number one, Tigers two, Pistons three, and Wings last, which I was surprised that Kenny would have the Wings last.
But I think we see it the same way. I had the Lions first because the Lions are the closest to winning it. So therefore, if you make one more move, that could be the difference in one game against the Chiefs, the Ravens, or the Bills. I got the Tigers at two because you got a two-year window. Now, the school bull has pretty much said they're going to take this thing to free agency. Do whatever you can in the next 2 years. You're the first team to 50. Congratulations. Keep winning. More. Like that old Kobe Bryant commercial. More. Okay? So go out and make some moves. The Pistons, you're young. You still got your core is still under contract. Maybe you make a move, but the Wings, making the playoffs is not the goal. And right now, that's all I see. It's just making the playoffs.
Yeah, that's how we did become best friends, Rico, is because I think we see this the exact same way, actually. I just basically did it based on who would be more urgent, who's closer to that title. And I think the Lions were right there, obviously. And like you said, with the Scuba window, that's why I have Tigers at two. Pistons were already there. And, David, I know you were surprised that I had the Red Wings last. I don't see it that way at all, just because I'm at a point with the Red Wings where you have to show me to get me to believe at this point.
But that's why I enjoyed the topic so much, because I was almost the opposite. Almost. Yeah. I did have the Tigers one because I think with their window with Scuba, they need to have that urgency to get that to win now. The Wings were second on my list, though. They were second on my list because it's been so long since they made the playoffs that they need to make moves to get back. Pistons three, young team, anything can happen. But the Lions are so talented that, yes, while they should make moves to get defensive ends, to get an edge rusher, they got a lot of talent already there.
David, in the NFL, you could be talented, but what did the Eagles do? They went out and they got Saquon. It took them over.
More.
More. Look at what the Ravens did. Okay, we need somebody to help out Lamar. They went out and got Derrick Henry. More. So that's why for the Lions, don't just sit back and say, well, look at this great offense we have. More.
And what did Dan Campbell say after that Niners game? He was like, it's so hard to get here. It's going to be very hard to get back. Yes. That's exactly what we're talking about. So exactly, more.
I mean, but you look at the top teams in the NFL, and they'll make moves. And they don't care. Okay, well, what about this player? Yeah, let's go get that player. So what did the Commanders do? Let's go get Debo and add him to our wide receiver group. More.
You're right about that. Speaking of Dan Campbell, the local media felt that Dan Campbell was disrespected. He was ranked ninth when it comes to the coach rankings on PFF. And there was a lot of local blogs that said, well, he's being disrespected. He should be higher than that. When you look at the list, everyone above him has made a Super Bowl either multiple times or won a Super Bowl.
Right. Just and for those who didn't hear it before, Odyssey Rewind, but real quick, one, Andy Reid, two, Sean Payton, won a Super Bowl, three, Sean McVay, won Super Bowl, four, John Harbaugh, won Super Bowl, five, Mike Tomlin, won Super Bowl, six, Jim Harbaugh, made Super Bowl, seven, Kyle Shanahan, made Super Bowl,
multiple,
eight, Nick Sirianni, won Super Bowl, been to multiple Super Bowls, and then Dan Campbell, and followed by Kevin Stefanski. Dan Campbell is the highest ranked coach who did not make a Super Bowl, whether winning it or getting there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.